Before we get started, we do have a workout tomorrow. Release later on who we'll be bringing in. I hope you guys are in shape because you will be going through a gauntlet of workouts in the next few weeks. So make sure you get in shape.
As long as the fridge is stocked with sodas and...
All right. Today's workout was a pretty good one. We had nice pace in the workout. Most of the guys were pretty well in pretty good shape. They fought through the fatigue factor. I think it affected certain ones more than others, but it was a good one. It was probably the best shooting group we've had in so far, or one of the best in the last few years, really. So it was a good workout. We had all guards in, as you guys saw, so we wanted to take a look at them.
What did you see from RJ?
What did we see from RJ? Saw the ability to get the shot off quickly. Saw the ability to have NBA range. Saw the ability that he can handle the ball. Still has a lot of work he's got to do on his game, but pretty good workout.
You talked about being a guy who played a lot of zone. Everybody wanted to see what he could do, man-to-man, ball screens, all that. What'd you see there?
That he has a lot of work. He has to work on the defensive end. As we were talking about, he closes out like he's in a zone defense versus playing man-to-man. So there's some things he's really going to have to work on during the summer, whoever drafts him, in terms of man-to-man defense. And he's going to have to continue to work on it in the fall with the vet camp.
Is he the first guy that you brought in that could be in your range at number 12?
He's probably the highest, if you look at the internet draft guys, he's probably the highest rate that we brought in so far. So is he in our range of 12? We still got three weeks to decide that.
His numbers, shooting numbers, dropped last year. Is that concern at all, or is that something that's just going to happen when a guy gets double teamed, that sort of thing?
It's a concern, but not a huge concern, because we know how good of a shooter. His shooting numbers dropped from perimeter, but his free throw shooting was the same. It's gotten better. So we know he's a good shooter. Again, with him last year, he was double team, triple team. His shot selection probably could have been better last year. But because of him and Ryan Harrell, if they didn't score, they didn't have a shot at winning. So he had to put up numbers, and he had to shoot the ball.
He says he gets questions from every team about being the son of a coach. Does that mean anything to you guys, I mean, one way or another?
Sometimes you would hope so, because they've been around the game of basketball for so long, that you would hope that they would have picked up things that normal basketball players don't pick up, the ability to know how to play the game, how to coach the game, those sort of things. So it's good to have a... For the most part, it's good to have a coach's son that you're looking at. And hopefully it's in a good regard in that regards, okay?
What did you see out of T.J. McConnell today?
Tell you what, he shot it pretty well, which we weren't sure on. I know his shot has gotten better since he's been at Arizona the last couple of years, but he shot it well in our Jazz 100. Saw the things we normally see in T.J., tough kid, leader, helps his teammates become better, will play, try to play as hard defensively as he possibly can. So, I mean, the things we saw at Arizona, we saw here.
When you guys sit down on draft day, or I guess a couple days before the draft, how much do you weigh kind of how they shot in their workout compared to how they shot at the college level, you know, during their career?
Again, piece of the puzzle. The other thing we probably evaluate when they do the Jazz 100 is their shot pure, or does it have to be changed a little bit, and whether or not the kid is willing to listen to our coaches and willing to change the shot to become a better shooter. So it's all part of the puzzle.
I've seen a lot of talk where you'll use like free throw shooting percentages as an indicator that they're a good shooter or not, especially with big guys. Maybe you can teach them to range out. Is that fair to assume, or is that... Do not look at that, and am I completely wrong?
how can I answer this one? No. We do look at it as an indicator, a helpful indicator. If they have a nice touch on the free throw, you hopefully that they can expand that into their jump shooting. But again, it's part of the puzzle. There's so many different things you look at.
Does RJ need to change his shot?
He's got a nice quick release. Personally, I would like to see it maybe raise it up a little bit on his release, because he's going to be playing against taller, quicker, faster players who can jump also. So maybe just a little bit higher on the release. Other than that, his finish is good.
You guys always bring in local guys. You got Nick Paulus here today. What did he show? Did he fit in with the other guys?
Nick, he's one guy, you know, I see a lot of games, but I can't see everybody. So I didn't know anything about Nick. So it's the first time I saw him out here. He competed, played hard. I'm not sure what he did with the Jazz 100, but I think he struggled a little bit on his NBA three-point shooting. Not used to that. Does he belong? Yeah, I mean, that's still to be seen. Is he a draftable for us, draftable player? Probably not. But that's not to say he can't play somewhere.
He said he had a little bit of nerves. I mean, he grew up as a Jazz fan, right, and, you know, the hometown guy. So do you guys kind of anticipate that when you bring in the locals?
The locals we've brought in the past have been guys who have been BYU guys, Utah guys. So they've played a higher level than where Nick has played. So I can understand the nervousness. Do we see it in other players? Usually not. But again, with Nick playing high school here and then going, you know, to the East Coast and playing and not really being seen by anybody here in Utah and his 4 years in college, and now he's coming back and working out for his local team, I can understand nervousness, so no problem with that.
Is it kind of fun for you guys to let these locals participate? I mean, they probably don't have an NBA shot.
Yeah. Yeah, because I get a chance to see all you guys a little bit more.
Love you, Rob.
And I love you, too.
Yeah, Quinn always talks about playing with the pass. How does RJ fit in with that?
With the pass?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he plays with the pass. I mean, he moves well without the ball. He can make a play off the dribble. So he can pass and cut very well. I mean, he can play with pace.
Maybe easily. One of the better passers from the wings that you've seen mid late first round.
From the wing or from the point guard spot?
From the wing.
I'd have to look at it. There's not a lot of wings in his position and in his range probably right now. I don't know. I'd have to look at it and see.
What do you think of? What are your thoughts on the finals?
President's up there, huh?
What are your thoughts on the finals?
What finals?
The NBA finals.
Is that starting?
It starts tomorrow.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Give me a good sound bite.
Hopefully it's a good one.
Is it going to be tough for the Cleveland women?
Hey, you got the best player in the world on your team. And you got another player in Kyrie Irving that's, you know, really, really good. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that just because Golden State had the best record, just because Golden State is at home for 4 out of 3, he's going against the best player in the world. So I'm not saying that Golden State is going to win it in 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. I'm looking for a very good playoff between two very good teams.
How soon until you guys are in the finals?
I hope next year. I hope next year, okay? I have no idea, you know. We're going in through the process, so we'll see. Hopefully it's next year. Hopefully we take a huge step next year and see.